anything that was going to feed the cow, we could put in there.
Just in a corner of the barn somewhere?
No, just, well, anywhere in the barn was all right, inside of the door, so it would keep dry.
Okay. You didn't have a special place that was just for that?
It was just a special. All the feed went in one little place about, well, I imagine it was about 5 foot wide. And it was a platform in there, you know, where it wouldn't be down on the ground.
Okay.
It was made with the floor in it. And then there was a shelf in there that you could put stuff that you used to spray the cow with, and water, a pitcher for the water that we washed the cow's bag with. And a lot of little things went on that shelf, that particular little shelf that was up in there.
Did you have a term for the place where you kept the corn, a bin or corn crib or anything like that?
It was always in sacks.
Okay. Where did you milk the cows?
In the lot. Out in the lot.
Okay. Right outside the barn,
outside
then?
Outside the barn. Then you put her in the barn for the night.
Was it fenced in area there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big old area fenced in.
What kind of fence did they have around there?
It was an 8-foot fence. It's a high fence, so, you know, nothing could get in that above of the cow. A lot of people had big dogs along them.
Okay.
And the dogs would not kill the newborn calf. And they increased the length of the height of the fence.
Was it built out of wood or wire?
Wire.
Okay.
Wire and post.
Do you remember ever seeing around here any of those old kind of fences made of, like, logs that they would split?
My daughter has just took one down.
What do they call that kind of a fence around here?
What do they call that now? What? No, it's got a name. Split rail.
Okay.
Split rail fence.
Split rail fence.
It's made out of cedar.
Okay.
Cedar logs.
So they had those even here nearby.
Well, my daughter has just took one down.
Was it real old?
Yes, it was.
And
I think she just got tired of looking at it.
Well, did they ever have a fence place out in the pasture where they might milk the cows or pen them up?
We had a pasture down at the end of what we call the end of the village, down close to the cemetery and we could turn them in and they would be there till they'd come up in the afternoon about 4:30 for you, bring back home.
When you milked them, what did you milk them into?
A milk pail.
Okay.
Milk pail. A special pail.
What was that made out of?
Tin.
Okay. And you just used it for the milk?
The milk and nothing else.
Okay. Did you ever have anything like that made out of wood?
No, not
to carry water or anything?
I owned one till not so very long ago. I just sold it. I got $10 for one just not too long ago. But I had two, and I used one of them for a flour bucket. And it